From Children's Reminiscences of the Westward Migration. In the winter, our mother got hold of Fremont's History of the Western Territories and brought the book to my father to read, and he was carried away with the idea. Mother said, "Oh, let us not go." My father, the Minotaur, is more obdurate than any man. Sure, it was his decision to sell the farm and hitch himself to a 4,000-pound prairie schooner and head out west. But our road forked a long time ago, months before we ever yoked Dad to the wagon. If my father was the apple biter, my mother was his temptress Eve. It was Ma who showed him the book, Fremont's Almanac of Uninhabited Lands. Miss Tortelot, one of the fusty old biddies in her sewing circle, had lent it to her as a curiosity. It contained 18 true-life accounts of emigrants on the Overland Trail, coupons for quinine and barley corn, and speculative maps of the Western Territories. The first page was a watercolor of the new country, a paradise of clover and golden stubble fields. The sky was dusky pink, daubed with fat little doves. In the central oval, right where you would expect to find a human settlement, there was nothing but a green vacuity. "Unflattened pasture," the caption read. "Free for the takers." "Can you imagine?" asked Asterion. My mother smiled like a girl, letting her finger drowse over the page. "All that land and no people." You could tell that even my mother, in spite of her sallow practicality, was charmed by the idea. Easy winters, canyon springs. No one to tell the old stories about her husband or to poke fun at his graying, woolly bull head. She let her fingers settle on the word free, the deed to an invisible life. She traced the spiky outline of the mountains, a fence that no church lady could peer over. "Look at that, son," my father grinned. "More grass than I could eat in a lifetime. All that space for your ball plays. Now, wouldn't you want to live there?" I frowned. Whenever my folks promised me something, it always turned out to be both more and less than what I had expected. My sisters, for instance. I'd spent 9 months carving a fraternal whimmerdoodle, and then Ma gave birth to Maisie and Dotes, twin girls. The new country looked nice enough, but I bet there was a catch. Besides, we had plenty of grass already. My father had retired from his wild rodeo life and now lived in quiet retirement. We leased a small farm, raising mostly flowers and geese, where my father had negotiated a very reasonable price on rent. The lunatic asylum was a block away, and the intervening lot was vacant. It bothered my father that we didn't own the land outright, and my mother kept a pistol in the watering can in case one of our gibbering neighbors ever paid us a visit. But that intervening lot was great for ball plays. "Don't be silly, Asterion," my mother snorted, a habit she'd picked up from Dad. "Every member of my family lives in this town. Why, if we went west, I would never see them again in this world. My sisters, my mother." "Now wouldn't that be a tragedy?" A charged look passed between them. Since retiring, my father has gotten to be on the largish side for a Minotaur, not fat so much as robust, and now he gathered his bulk to an impressive 18 hands high. He pawed at the earthen floor. Ma liked to complain about this. Dad's cloven trenches in our kitchen. "Go do your gouging out of doors, like a respectable animal," she tells him. "Asterion," my mother said, slamming the book shut, "stop this nonsense at once. Ma is a plain woman with a petite human skull that calls no attention to itself, but she can be just as hot-blooded as my father. We have a life here." Outside, the sun was setting, spilling through our curtains. My father's horns throbbed softly in the checkered light. His ears, teardrop white, lay flat against the base of his skull. His expression was unrecognizable. Who was this, I wondered, this pupilless new creature? I had never seen someone so literally carried away by a desire before. All the reason ebbed out of his eyes, replaced by a glazed animal ecstasy. If he hadn't been wearing his polka dot suspenders, you would have mistaken Dad for a regular old bull.